Glory to Jesus Christ. Again, we hear words of our Lord. Reform your lives. Repent. Again, the church reminds us this his message, which is first one in his public ministry. Reform your lives. And we know that this is not something what we hear only on this Sunday after Theophany. We know that this message, this calling for repentance, reforming our lives, it's all the time in the church. And we say, well, we heard this and we became some kind immune to these words, even we know what they mean. And it's good for us to remind ourselves, what is the meaning, what these Jews heard when Jesus said these words. Probably he used word, Hebrew word, shuv, which we translate as a penance, repentance, reforming of lives, shuv. What heard Jews? This word meant for them, or this expression, the meaning of this word was that shuv meant for them, it is joy, which is in heart of a prisoner who got freedom, and he's free and he can go home. This is shuv, this is repentance, this joy of person who got free. The same thing was that they were using this shuv and to describing of their fathers when they were leaving Egypt, they went out from slavery. This joy when they saw all these miracles God made for them to make them free, and they were filled with this shuv. It's this joy that they can return home. This joy. In Greek text, we can find word metanoia. It means changing of mind. But again, in this, while we take it okay to change mind, to reform, okay, so it means that I have to go to each liturgy and I have to pray hours. And well, it's not about that. This is joyful message. You can now return home. And what is the message Christ is given is to help everybody. God went down and he took flesh. He became one of us. Why? Because if we in faith receive him, and if we follow him, and if we adapt his spirit to our heart, we will go up. As he received our human nature, through him we can receive divine nature. This is gift we cannot imagine. And this is the reason for joy. Christ came and he said, shuv, with joy return home. You are free now because I came, because I love you. Now you can with joy return back to Father, to heaven. And then whole gospel is about how we are supposed to follow him. And it is clear. And this is why church reminds us these words so often, because it is a joyful message. We can come home. And we can say, well, we don't take it this way. Somehow we feel that instead to going from slavery to freedom, we feel that if we do this reform in our life, we go from freedom to slavery. Can you see the Satan lie which was planted in our hearts? How we were deceived by the evil one. That we see what is white, we see is as black. And what is black, we see as white. Why it is that? Why it is so difficult for us to really go and follow Christ, to follow the journey he showed to us? Many times we are like those Jews who came out from Egypt. They became free and they were excited at the beginning. But they had to walk to Promised Land. This is our, you can compare it to our journey of life. They had to walk and it was not easy. Desert is not easy place, it's not pleasure to walk through desert. And they started to complain. They removed through complaining this joy of freedom from their hearts. And guess what? Nobody of them got to Promised Land. Nobody. Because they stopped to trust God. And I think this is the main problem, because why we don't have this joy, this excitement to go, because we are losing our trust in God. It's easy for us to follow all kinds of false teachers. You know, it's a little bit cursed to be on Facebook, because sometimes you can see or read this like good advices, wisdoms of somebody who wrote this wisdom just to earn money, because it sounds good, but it is not correct. It's just an opposite to gospel, opposite to spirit of Christ, but it sounds good. And many times we exchange these good looking things for truth, which is in Christ, which is tough. It's not easy. But still, this would not explain why we don't like repentance. Why we don't see it as a tool for us to become gods. Because if we are misled by some kind of false teaching, you know, if we know truth, we can, through repentance, go back. But we don't do this. And there are two reasons for that. And I found it by myself during this experience last month when we were in this project. I can confirm this is true, what I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you some kind of my wisdom. It is wisdom of probably the best teacher of spiritual life. And it is Saint Isaac the Syrian. In the beginning, when he talks about details how to even start spiritual life, he says these words, that fear of God, do not dwell in the soul which is filled with world. Fear of God, and he says about fear of God, that is a beginning. Without that, you cannot have spiritual life. If you have something, if you can pray, you can maybe to go to church, but it is not this connection with Christ. It is not this union. Actually, you don't understand what does it mean to be united with Christ if you don't have this fear of God. And he says that this is a gift God gives to our souls if we open our souls. And he says, but if your soul is full of world, you have no fear of God. And this is true. You can have this gift, you don't have this gift. Well, when you I there was temptation for me, and yes, I wanted this project to be done as soon as possible. So we were involved in this process and thinking how to do it faster and everything. Yes, but you know, I became consumed by the world. And then you start to feel that, well, something is missing in your life. This sparkle is missing. You become a very raw person because something is missing and it's difficult to get it back. And then he says another thing what explains why we don't have this zeal, this fear to do this. He says that there is no delight of God in persons who serve to their senses. The delight of God, or grace of God, or this favor of God is not on person who try to serve their senses. And this is true. I just tell you an example. We had Christmas Eve. We had the supper there. Well, it's not nothing special, but you get some food. I do like that, because then Christmas Eve liturgy is the most difficult liturgy for me. I will tell you why. Because I ate before liturgy. And try to eat well. If you then keep this 1 hour of fasting before liturgy, of course. But try to pray with full stomach. You will not pray well. Try to read something spiritual when you are filled with food. No way. If you don't guard your senses, if you serve these senses, there is no place for favor of God. If you don't guard your eyes, you fill yourself with many images. We are not good for you. Saint Don Bosco, he said, when he was old, he said, I heard thousands of homilies during my life. And he said, I remember any of them. Any. But when I was 10 years old, I saw a dirty picture. And guess what? This picture is still in my mind. I can still remember it clearly. What we hear, you know, if we are filled with words which are not bringing, I don't say bad words, this is worse thing, but even with not useless words, if we are filled with noise, how can we hear God's voice? I think this is the way what Saint Isaac is giving us, how to get to this joy of repentance. He said, this is a gift. You have to make yourself ready for this gift. But if you are filled with world totally, fear of God cannot come to your heart. If you don't guard your senses, this favor of God cannot come to your heart. You are without this energy which gives this sparkle for the beginning of spiritual life, for this journey, joyful journey towards God. I think that he as a master of spiritual life, gives really good advice for us, because, well, we have good will. We want things, but we don't know how. We try this and this and this, but we feel that this sparkle is not here. We feel like fish which want to swim, but is out of the water. This is our feeling many times because we want God. And today God reminds us, start that. Look what is the most important. Follow this advice of those who through experience came, how does it work? And start this joyful journey to your freedom, to your destiny. What does it mean for us? We don't need to go everywhere. We don't need to watch everything. We don't need to see and hear and taste everything. This calling to make our life a little bit simpler. Look, if we just keep one show in the TV, how much time we get for God, for our soul. How this is this little space we can offer to God. I offering you this. Fill this empty space with your gift, with this fear of God, which is the beginning of the spiritual life. We'll be not happy Christians. We will not feel joy from our faith if we don't make this step. This is the most important thing. So I would like, somehow I was thinking like for 1 year, somehow it's, something is missing. In parish, or that we should bring this parish somewhere in another level. I didn't want, but I think this is that. To learn how to be open to this fear of God, which really brings real spiritual life and understanding of our faith to our lives. And I would like to make it the theme for this year, may we together can learn how to make these little steps. May word reform your lives, repentance, it's not like some boogeyman for us, you know, that we are scared and we don't want that. May it is really this joyful journey back home. May God help us. Amen.